official Pulp MX app bonus Pulpcast.
Thank you for supporting us with your purchase of the Pulp MX app. Bonus Pulpcasts are provided to add value to your purchase. Please also remember to click the Amazon banner on PulpMX.com when buying anything from Amazon.
Hey guys, it's Mathis here. Thank you for giving me your $1.99 for the Pulp MX app. I appreciate it. What we're trying to do is give you guys a little bit of value for your $1.99, and that is in the form of doing something that I know how to do very, very well. No, it's not eating. It's talking to people on the phone and recording their conversations. So that's what we're trying to do. Every so often, whether it be an interview after the race or an interview during the week or whatever it is, we're going to try to update this and give you guys a little bit of value for your $1.99 that you spent. So, again, thank you. We appreciate it. Thanks to Swisscore for building the app. And stick around. This is just the start of many, many cool things we're going to do. Thanks again. Mike Williamson, Monster Energy Kawasaki, Ryan Villopoto's mechanic. Here we are, Friday before Paula. Got a 14-point lead going for the national championship. How is it, bud?
It's the same as every race. Just little normal nerves or whatever.
Yeah.
Just prepared everything. We rode press day yesterday. Everything went good. Feels good about the bike.
Yeah.
And just go do it.
Hey, it's been a weird season. Almost, in the beginning, not good. Then he seemed to catch fire. Then Dungy caught him at Millville Washougal. Looked like Dungy was going the way. You guys got the new bike. Now RV's back. It's been an up and down season. Outdoors.
I think it goes all the way back to last year still. I mean, I think about last year. He got 5 plates and 47 screws put in his leg last year.
Yeah.
And he hired Eldon. They started October 1st, which he did show up and win Anaheim, but that doesn't mean by any means, and Eldon will tell you the same, that he was in the best shape ever.
Right.
Like, he was skinny because he was sitting in a hospital bed. And, yeah, he was able to go do 20 laps and – but it's been a building process, and he's constantly building and going into outdoors. I mean, everyone knows he got sick. We were definitely behind on the bike setup, and not only because he didn't ride last year. We do a lot of testing because the main goal was Supercross.
The worst thing also, too, that he did was go out in Glen Helen 09. Ooh. No, 08? No, 09.
09.
And just kill everybody because everybody's like, okay, well, you know.
Yeah. I just didn't think I don't think he knew enough about the big bike to care. He just rode the wheels off it.
Yeah.
But that
was our reference point. Like, yeah, oh, God. You
I
know?
Mean, we have to – I take some fault for it. I mean, I'm sure the whole team that we're behind.
Yeah.
But we haven't had him healthy enough to test and ride. And
right.
We went into Hangtown hoping to win. Of course, we want to say, yeah, we're going to go win. We just won the Supercross championship. But we didn't, and it kind of woke us up, and we knew, okay – Ryan's definitely not healthy, just from run down from the Supercross thing, and the bike is definitely not where it needs to be. And Chad, I mean, I got to hand it to Chad and Dungy. They showed up prepared, and the pace was fast, like way faster than Ryan thought it was going to be.
Right.
And it was hard for him. He told me it was hard, and I believe him 100%.
Yeah.
It was hard for him.
You can see it, yeah.
So the next week, we showed up, and it was even – I think it was even worse. I mean
– Texas. Yeah.
We were able to gain, I believe, 15 points on Dungy because he DNF'd the one moto. We didn't gain 25 like everyone thinks. We did not win the moto. We got fifth. So I think we gained 15 or 16 points.
Right.
And it's just – we didn't – and then we got a break. We had a break. We went testing. We got the bike a little bit better going into Mount Morris.
Yeah.
Got a moto win there. And we just kept trying to improve from there, and – It was a lot of baby steps. I mean, it's like shim here, shim there. I mean, it was hard to make a big difference with the bike. And, you know, you can only do so much at the test track. Okay.
And he's in Florida.
Yeah. He was coming out and testing, and then we were shipping stuff and testing. And you can only go to a certain point, you'll go, okay, I think we got it.
Yeah.
We go to the race. We win a moto. We don't win the second one. And, you know, I'm getting beat up this time. Okay, back to the drawing board. So that went on and on and on. And I think it really shined at I think, honestly, his best race of the year so far was Redbud. And that's on the old bike.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
first, his lap times in practice, unbelievable. First moto, I'm not taking away from Chad's crash,
yeah,
or Dungey's comeback at Southwick, yeah, or whatever, but right, he crashed hard, yes, on the first moto and laid on the ground for like 40 seconds. Wind knocked out of him, bike bent to crap, and he came back to ninth.
Right.
I know Chad came back to 14th on his, and I'm not taking away.
Right.
Chad's
no,
was big. It scared the crap, yeah, out of him.
It's like each guy's had a moment this year.
And Dungey didn't have, right, a crash at, right, Southwick. He got to go.
Yeah.
This crash was huge. We, right, watched it on tape, and it really shook Ryan up, but he came back, second moto.
That's 11 points or
that's right.
Yeah.
I don't care about the points.
I'm just saying.
But second moto, he rode so good. He was so determined to win. He was, because of his mistake he, yeah, made in the first one, that I think that was one of his best rides of the
you'd
year.
You'd put it above Unadilla? You'd put it above last week?
Yeah, Unadilla. Okay. Well, I mean, those were good because Unadilla, both motos, he had to pass the Dunge, and Steel City, both, yeah, motos, he had to pass, yeah, them. So I like those two, but I think Redbud.
You're not going to admit this, ride, but after Washougal, Dunge ran him down in the second moto, yeah, at Millville. Washougal, same thing.
Yep.
Probably going to run him down the first moto, tipped over, ran him down the second moto. Was that the reason that you guys said, hey, we got to get this bike?
Well,
or was the bike coming
we
anyways?
We had the bikes.
The but bikes were they coming?
We weren't going to use it. No, right, absolutely right, not. But Ryan's complaints about the bike, just beating him up late in the motos, his heart rate's not going up.
Yeah.
We know it's not his fitness. Just holding on to thing, it's just real rigid for him. He's a little guy.
Yeah.
He weighs 148 pounds, so he's little. Thing was rigid for him.
Very mouthy though. Little guy, big mouth.
Yes. Always. So I think we knew his complaints. We knew the comments from people like Fro riding the new bike.
Yeah.
We knew what it did and what it could do for us.
Right.
So we couldn't leave it on the table. So we had an idea what the bike did. Obviously the guys in R&D told us what it did.
Yeah.
So we had that option. We didn't want to go that route because we didn't even have plastics for it. We had,
right,
a couple bikes, stock bikes and crates in the shop that were just for next year to get,
right,
started,
right,
whatever. But so we made a plan Monday morning. We had a meeting after Washougal, and we said, man, we can't leave anything on the table.
Yeah.
It's too close in the championship. We took the
and
points.
And Ryan wasn't happy.
Well,
I mean,
he wasn't happy.
Yeah.
We took the points lead over at Washougal. So we knew it was kind of like – it was iffy. Like, people thought we were crazy going to a new
bike
after we took the points lead.
Yeah.
But we decided on Monday. Tuesday, we stripped these bikes down. All we took was from the frame, plastics, airbox, seat, tank, the stuff that we needed.
It was a lot of work, huh?
Oh, my God. It's late nights. Typical,
yeah,
though. But
yeah,
but we knew if it worked, I mean, it's worth,
yeah,
it. You forget about,
yeah,
that anyway.
Yeah.
So we went to Glen Helen Thursday morning, rode our race setup from Washougal. Came in, first thing we did was change just the frame. We didn't change the plastics, we didn't change the seat, none,
yeah,
of the new body work.
But it doesn't really fit. Did you just like zip tie it or leave it loose,
no,
or something?
No, it fits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, we put the 11.
I thought some of the
11,
holes.
No, were... the 11 body we put back on.
Okay.
You have to use the 11 air box, all that.
Yeah, yeah.
So all we did was change that. I stripped everything off the bike. So I had it back.
Oh, you didn't have it ready to go to jump on?
We want to do back to back.
Jeez.
We wanted just that,
yeah, yeah,
part,
yeah, yeah,
that,
yeah,
everyone says.
Right.
So by 11 o'clock, had it back together, sent him out, and he did about a lap, not at a fast pace.
Right, right.
And he stops and he goes, this thing, and he points from like the gas cap from here back is completely different. And we're
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
come on, you're,
yeah,
not, you're
you
not
didn't
that
even go fast.
Yeah, we're,
yeah,
like, we don't know. He likes to joke around. We don't know if he's messing with us or whatever.
Right,
but
right.
From then on, he couldn't give us one negative about it. So next thing we did, we put the new body work on, the new seat. It's a little flatter, tank's a little lower.
Uh-huh.
And that was not so much of a huge change for Ryan.
Right.
For Jake, huge.
Yeah.
He really thought it was.
You
like,
can see in Jake's results.
He
yeah,
thinks it's like riding a 250F compared,
right,
to our old bike, which he thought was big and beefy.
4 millimeters, Jake.
Yeah, because they're both little guys.
Yeah.
So we never had a negative. We did 3 days of testing.
Yeah.
We did 2 days here at Paula. And once we were done with the chassis, we needed to continue on with the suspension settings, which is an ongoing thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's never ends.
Yeah,
it could
I
change
agree
next week again, and we got to a comfortable place, and it was kind of like, well, all right, here we are, this is what we have.
Yeah.
And Ryan said 100% that's the bike I want to race at Unadilla. I don't want to go backwards.
It was already homologated, and right,
already homologated,
already,
people,
yeah,
I know there,
yeah,
was a lot of shit going on, but people,
the bike was ready to go,
people raced it at Washougal.
Yeah.
There was Big B showed us, oh, look at the guys riding a 12. They had them before us.
Yeah, yeah.
So everything was ready to go, and we, I mean, that bike that he's racing, that setting right there,
yeah.
is, that's the one we tested on here at Paula.
Okay,
I used the same bike. Yep. I mean, it's not the same engine and everything,
yeah.
but same frame.
Just,
everything.
You don't have, well, now you're okay with parts, but you didn't
Yeah,
have.
But we didn't at the time, but you know how these guys are. I don't want a new frame. Whatever.
Yeah, right,
so this
right.
one was ready to go. We already tested on it. So, I mean, obviously, it worked great at Unadilla.
Yeah, clearly.
And the difference was, he pulled off and he said, I feel like I can go another 10 minutes. Like,
yeah.
I'm ready to race. And he never really got challenged that day, so it kind of left us that question, all right, if he's getting pushed, is it going to be enough? But that was the first consistent two motos for Jake. I think he got sixth or something.
Yep.
So it was good for him. Where do we go the next week? Where do we race after
Southwick.
That? Southwick,
sand,
obviously.
Yeah, right, muddy,
well,
sandy, right.
I mean, that was a shit show.
Yeah.
There. It was just survival. And I told him, he got all a little bit worked up on the line, like, what's going on with Dungey? And I said, you know what? Just
Dude,
worry about yourself.
Right.
But I told him at the same time, I said, do me a favor. Take care of your bike. I mean, I hate to burst everybody's bubbles, but Dungey didn't pass all those guys. There was about 15 bikes that pulled off the track, blown up, blowing up, including Chad Reed and everyone else. That I mean, I was watching them on the screen go from last to, well, how did he get to 25th?
Yeah.
And like, you know, but then I look behind me in the mechanics area and it's steam everywhere. And, I mean, I was just like, geez.
No,
so, and then obviously at Steel City, that was, I think that was the ultimate test for us is we knew once he was fast qualifier, we knew Dungey was going to line up next to him. He does it every time. I don't know what the strategy is, but he does it every time. And he outstarted him up the start at least both times. And he had to pass on both motos. And I felt like Dungey was holding him up first moto. I mean, I think Dungey's pace was unbelievable. So was
they
Ryan's.
They both were, yeah.
Yeah,
they,
it,
they
was,
were
it was crazy.
Now.
But, you know, we talked about it. And every time Ryan tried to make a pass out of the main line, it was like a yo-yo.
Yeah.
He was going to lose it. So he knew he had to stay close. And from watching on TV that where Ryan made the pass, Ryan kept going to the inside.
Yep.
Inside.
It was really
and
smart.
Dungey caught on.
Yeah.
And so Dungey started going the inside. So Ryan just – he started going the outside.
Yeah,
he wasn't
going
to follow him because
he
knew he couldn't make a pass if he followed
him. It was a real smart
and
move.
And that race really could have went either way. I mean, Ryan just
–
Ryan said he thinks Dunge saw him out of the corner of his eye and tried to come out of the rut, which he didn't get out of it, and it slowed him down, so, and that's why he went
and it was an exciting race. But now everything you've been telling me, though, it's up and down. It's been an up and down season.
Yeah. I mean, I think I think it's going to go the same way next year. I think there's tracks that Dungey really is better than Ryan at.
Yeah.
And I think there's tracks that Chad, I mean, he shined at tracks. It was like.
Hey, let me ask you this. Reed last year rode for you here at Cowie. You didn't work for him, but what happened?
I know
some stuff. You know some stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, just in your general opinion, what?
I didn't work close enough with him to know exactly. I mean, for me.
You know what he says now, a big part of it. He says doing that Australian series, coming off the title, doing the Australian series, going right into Supercross, on it, you know, that really hurt him.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
But I think he, being a new bike, I just think he missed out on testing. I mean, he didn't. I mean, how much did he get to ride over there?
Yeah,
it doesn't sound like they rode a lot, and he was still on.
I don't know how much of a structured program Wiggins ran over there.
No comment. He was on an 09 bike still, and we were here setting Ryan up.
Yeah.
We had nobody else to test with but Ryan, and we were trying to do what we could for Ryan. And then when he came, I mean, he seemed like he needed some time at home, be with the family, get stuff organized. And, I mean, I think he missed the boat. And I think I think he probably went in. It's speculation. He probably went in feeling run down a little bit.
Yep.
And then you have the shit happen, like Stroop taking his front wheel out, and he to lose 25 points at the first round.
Yep.
That's not a whole lot of motivation to go, man, let's come fire him back next week.
Yeah, yeah. No,
and then he wasn't riding well at
Phoenix.
Phoenix, and you know, it could have been some of the bike setup because he didn't have a lot of time on the bike. And then to break his hand, I think that just throws a dagger in the whole season. And then outdoors, I really don't know because he came out swinging at Hangtown.
Won the first race,
came out swinging. I was like,
and, you know, he attributes that to, you know, Andrew McFarlane, his friend died, and he attributes the inspiration from his friend dying. I'm not here to say that's...
No, I mean, it's possible. Everyone works different.
Yeah,
And it's very possible. But
then it never happened. Then Mount Morris came. Texas came, and he rode well. Mount Morris came, his front brake hanger broke.
Yeah.
His fork
did
broke.
He hit someone or?
I don't know.
I remember something.
Okay,
about
yeah. That. And then again, he's DNFing, and that was it.
Yeah, I mean, I.
Anyways,
it's not for me to right. really. I mean, it's all speculation. If I had an opinion, it's speculation. He's the only one that knows what.
He
really
surprised
happened.
You this year.
Oh, yeah.
Me
I mean,
too.
Hands
yeah,
down.
I kind of.
Well,
right.
he didn't surprise me that he has the skill, but if I had to watch last season and say what's he gonna do?
Yeah,
he surprised me for sure. I mean,
okay, let's switch it back to RV. Paula tomorrow. Does he lay up? I mean, by the time people hear this, it's going to be over.
I don't want him to lay up.
Yeah.
I say maybe second moto, depending on how the – if he wins the first one,
lays up.
I could see him laying up second moto. I mean, he laid up at Vegas, and I was a little bit like, dude, you could have won the race. You were in the lead. And he was like, like ride on the edge for 20 laps and take a chance, or ride in third and collect the championship. And I said, all right, I agree. But
absolutely, yeah.
He's the only one that knows that, and he'll sit here and tell you, I'm going to go for the win.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to tell you that, but I'm sure second moto, he's going to know where – I'm going to let him know where he's at, what's going on.
Right.
He's going to make that decision on the track right there.
I don't think anybody would blame him or
the goal is not to win Paula, it's to win the championship.
Yep.
And it's his first.
Yeah.
It'll be his first if he can get it done.
Yeah. It'll sweep the season. So, incredible year. You yourself now, 2 years with RV now? Yeah, 2 years. This will be your second year. No, 3 years.
Two and a half.
Oh, yeah. John Mitchell worked for a little while. Not going to Motocross the Nations, though. You're letting down America.
No, I am not.
Want to talk about that?
I have worked day and night to build him
two full race bikes. Yeah.
I built his bikes. They are ready to go. Mounted all his tires, mounted his mooses. All the shit work I have done.
And why
are
you
my wife going? We have a son on the way, Jacob Reed.
Steve?
No, Jacob Reed. Okay. Williamson is his name. And the doctor is pretty much not letting me go. I actually had a ticket to go because I was fighting it. I said, no, I will go. He will not be born. I said, he'll wait.
Yeah.
But
he knows the motocross
nation
is important.
It's hard for the wife to move around. She's not a big person to begin with, so the belly is.
But, okay, so you're having your first son, but you are regretting missing the race.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motocross nations.
It's
you only get one chance to go. Well, oh, wait. You get many chances.
Multi-champion.
To go. Right.
Multi-time champion.
I went once.
Colluding with Tim Ferry. That you have lost with Tim Ferry, I have won with Tim Ferry.
Yes, yes. You were Tim Ferry's mechanic for 2 years.
Yes.
Here at Kawasaki.
Took him to his best Supercross season ever.
Yeah. Anyways, so, bummer on that. Monster Energy Cup, RV on the fence still. Do we know? Dude, I was thinking about it. Listen to this. Dungy switching to KTM.
Not going. I have not seen him racing that race.
I do not see him racing that race.
No, absolutely.
Bubba Stewart may be switching. We don't know.
He's in. He's been riding Supercross all summer. He's in. 100%. He has nothing to lose.
But what if he's on a new bike?
How do you know he hasn't been on his new bike all summer?
Well, I'm sure he has been. Well, no, I saw a video of him. He was on a Yamaha. That must mean. No.
I say Junior's in.
You say Junior's in?
And I say he is,
okay, and
he
RV's
is the favorite.
And, you know, Reedy told me the other day, maybe going, kind of over it, wants to go to Australia and hang out.
I don't blame him.
He might be out. RV, on the fence. We don't know. He's got a honeymoon.
I understand. It's hard for RV because it's a monster race and everything. But
my point is we might see all four guys not there. But you're saying Junior for sure.
I say Junior's in for sure.
Yeah.
He has nothing to lose. Everything to gain.
Okay.
For RV, it's tough because first full season on the big bike.
Yeah.
Flying on Monday to Motocross of Nations.
Yes.
Gets back. He's getting married on the 1st of October. Supposed to do his honeymoon.
Yeah.
Dealer show in Florida the week before the Monster Cup. He has to be there for a couple days for Kawasaki.
Yeah. Tim Ferry will be there.
So there's, I think, 9 or 10 free days to ride, which he hasn't rode Supercross all summer.
Yep.
These guys that are racing it aren't going to Motocross Nations. They're going to ride Supercross for over a month.
Yeah.
So it's like for him, he wants to go and win. He doesn't want to go half-ass it.
Right.
It's like, I want to be ready. So if there's enough time, I mean, he wants to win. That's the problem. It's tough.
Yeah, it's not easy to tell these guys, these champions, these athletes, hey, just show up.
Just show up and win. Yeah, just go do it.
Or just show up and ride and do the best you can.
Well, that's not what he wants to do.
Right, there's so much mental games in this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my point was we may not see any of the four guys
The other tough part is, we know our bike's great outdoors. We haven't put the new bike on a Supercross track.
Right.
We just started riding it. We don't know if that thing's going to be pissed when it gets on the Supercross track. And you could always say, oh, let's just ride a Supercross bike from... No, we're not going to go backwards.
Yep.
The goal is to ride the new bike in Supercross, and that's what we'll do. And if we need to take our time with setting it up, we're not going to send them out there on something that, right. that's not ready.
Is there any way... Last question, I guess, before we get going. Is there any way... You won the national title with Grant Langston.
Ooh.
2001. You backed into it.
2003.
Let's get this right. You backed into it. National last round canceled. Rhino won the charge.
Nah, we had enough points then.
But let me. But in all seriousness, you may be on the cusp of a third title here, and you've already won a Supercross title with RV.
What about undefeated outdoor title with James Stewart?
I totally forgot about that.
You're struggling.
24-0 with Stewart.
How many?
No, but here's my point. It doesn't matter. Is the GL title the most special, first one? I mean, is it?
No, because that thing
you
was...
You backed into
well,
it.
Well, no. You know what won us that title? Was, I think, out of the top...
Was Rhino no. self-destructing?
Well, no, because in the top, I think, seven guys I counted, he was the only guy to score points in every single moto.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Only guy.
Yeah.
We only won.
Yeah, you didn't win that many races.
No, we didn't win any races, I don't think. We won motos.
Yeah.
And we won a moto at Glen Helen. I can't even remember, but
yeah.
I mean, I think he earned it. He deserved
no,
it.
No, but for you yourself, I mean, Stewart's 24-0 moto.
No,
pretty.
That was easy. That was
the
not.
Super, and the Supercross title, maybe then? Maybe this year's Supercross?
Hands down, Supercross title. That was
this
tough.
Year.
Dude,
yeah.
You know how tough that was?
I know.
Hey,
it's
how about
insane.
When your guy, what do you tell your guy when he doesn't qualify for a main event leading the points? How do you take
well,
that?
Well, you don't tell him that he doesn't like the media. Don't tell him that.
That's right.
That is not
you learned the hard way.
You do not tell him that.
Hey,
but
the emotion.
It was insane. So with Stewart, you were like, hey, I got gas on this thing. I got the rear axle's
yeah,
tight.
Yeah, it was pretty
right.
mellow. Pretty mellow season. I mean,
what was the
it's
closest
not,
you came to losing?
Easy.
Oh, Unadilla.
Unadilla,
oh,
dude.
Cordy Cooper.
Ooh, Storm.
Cordy Cooper.
That was gnarly. I wouldn't say it was easy. I don't want it to sound like
no,
that.
But,
it's still
know.
Tough. But
yeah.
You know what sucked?
But this year, Supercross,
you know
I don't know that.
Let me tell you about what sucked about the undefeated season.
Huh.
Is that it was never about the title. Like the title, when we won the title at Millville, and it wasn't even like all everybody
yeah, yeah,
was
yeah.
worried about was undefeated. As soon as he won both motos the first round, because no one knew what he was going to do because of his knee,
yeah.
It was
yeah.
can he go undefeated? Can yeah. And that was what you heard every single weekend. So like when he won the title at Millville, it was like, okay, can he still go undefeated?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and it was
yeah.
like,
yeah, never mind the title. Yeah, yeah.
Supercross
right.
though this year having James, Chad, Dungy. An RV and none of them ever get hurt, hands down.
Yeah.
18 races compared to 12 outdoors,
17.
Hands down.
17.
Is that how many?
Yeah,
17. Felt like 18 weeks, sorry.
No, it's insane. It was crazy.
It was,
so, in your opinion, and I know I said last question, in your opinion, what's going on with Stewie?
Still, I think he's good. I think
he's
good.
He is good, but what happened this year?
Well.
Here comes the ice cream truck, everybody. That noise you're going to hear is the ice cream truck.
I don't know. I think he could probably, if he sat down and did an interview with you, and if he would spill his regrets, I think he'd probably still want to be here at Kawasaki.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's, I think he misses it here. I mean, I think that he had to go do that stuff to learn, though, and that's kind of
yeah.
what's made
yeah.
him what he is. I think still he's hands down the fastest rider. If he wanted to do, if he showed up at practice tomorrow, he would set the fastest lap.
Right. You know what he told me one time when he was really upset at me, very pissed at me
yeah.
this year? And Supercross called me up, and I was saying, hey, you get introduced as the world's fastest man. And I said, it's a little bit of a slam because you're fourth in the points. And he goes to me, don't tell RV this. RV won't listen to this. He told me, hey, you tell me where Ryan Villopoto is going to be tomorrow. I will go there, and I will beat him every lap. That was his point about him
being
faster.
Fastest? Hey.
And I couldn't really argue.
It does. Just put it this way. When his number pops up to the top of the board, it doesn't surprise me
right,
at all.
Right.
It should never be a surprise to anybody.
Yeah.
I've seen that guy do stuff on a motorcycle that would
yeah.
blow your mind that people will never
yeah.
never get
yeah,
to
yeah,
see.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I took some heat in a podcast at the beginning of this year when I said James Stewart's the most talented rider I've ever seen in my life. And I still believe it.
He challenges himself with stuff. I mean, one time on his 125, he's got this like barbed wire fence at his house. On his 125, he said, and it's all sand whoops. He got way back on the flat and got the thing fifth gear wide open and went through the whoops, swapping out of control
right.
as fast as that bike would go next to this barbed wire fence. And then you ask him, why did you do that? I just want to see what it feel like. Like,
yeah.
I want to see if I could do it.
You
and
know,
he did it. He's just crazy.
Bruce Sternstrom told me one time when he was riding maybe first year on a bike, he was very upset at the bike and you guys for not getting it to work. And Bruce was like, James, maybe it's in 25 days, I don't know. James, it's not physically possible to hit those whoops wide open in fourth gear. You, like, it's, we can't make the bike work. You will crash. And he was like, why? What do you mean?
Well, I think that's what...
Is that the kind of stuff you're talking about?
I think he's learned over the years. Now, okay, the bikes have limits.
Yeah.
And he learned, I think, a lot. The year we went undefeated, it was like, okay, if you push this bike... The problem is when you test, they never ride as fast as they do in a race. So they show up in the race and want to go even faster, and the bike's, it's not ready for that.
Yeah.
So he has so many different speeds he could ride that you can't set one bike up to do all those speeds. So it's like, okay, are you going to go wide open today and just go crazy?
Yeah.
Or are you going to just ride enough to win?
Yeah.
So
I really felt like watching him this year, his bike, when he clipped the jump, his bike didn't respond well because it was set up for him to do 110% for 20 laps.
Well, I think that's what he struggled with, the consistency, is because I think his bike was set up for one thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes he's in the situation.
You make a mistake.
Well, he's in the situation where I got to go faster.
Right.
And the bike's not ready for that.
Right, right.
And maybe vice versa. I kind of felt like at Salt Lake, RV was not too far back in second.
Right.
And I felt like James just tried to like he tried to back it off and just be consistent.
Yeah.
And that didn't work.
Didn't work.
You know, so it's who knows?
Yep.
It's tough.
All right, man. Well, hey, we're gonna wrap this up. Good luck tomorrow. I think you guys will be all right. So that means you've had two championships in one season. I never accomplished that. So congratulations.
We haven't
on that.
Done it yet.
I know, but I'm saying it looks like to me. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
And too bad about the Motocross of Nations. And Mike Williamson, thanks.
I'm still there in spirit.
I can't wait to see Wiggins holding up the finger. One.
You say that. You better hope they win.
Yeah.
They better win.
Hey, it's going to be tough for reals. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be real tough. Yeah, I think Porcel's in.
Yeah, I do too.
I think the French team is going to be tough.
Yeah. In France?
Woo.
On a hard pack track? Baggett hasn't exactly been lighting it up lately?
I feel like you're jinxing the U.S. right now.
Ooh. No.
Yeah, you're saying people are holding number ones up already. You're already counting.
Yeah, No, it's going to be tough. No, I really believe it's going to be tough for sure. All right, man. Thank you.
Okay. Take it easy.